I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump called his latest meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un very productive and said both countries want to get this thing solved. He's repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. The latest comments came after Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea when he stepped across the border at the demilitarized zone. But his meeting with North Korea's leader led to an unexpected brawl, as AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump, along with members of his administration, is back in Washington following a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While North Korea's state media describes yesterday's one-on-one at the demilitarized zone an amazing event, it sparked a scuffle between reporters and North Korean security guards, with them trying to physically prevent members of the U.S. press by shoving and trying to block them from entering a room where Trump and Kim were speaking to cameras. Even leaving White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham with some bruises from the incident before the Secret Service intervened. Matt Small, Washington.
A powerful car bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul is reported to have killed and wounded dozens of people. Officials said the ensuing clashes between the assailants and Afghan security forces were raging 6 hours into the siege. The Taliban claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid against what it said was the logistics and engineering center of the Afghan Defense Ministry. Residents said Monday's blast occurred in a central part of the city during morning rush hour, sending a plume of black smoke over Kabul. The attack comes as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar, aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Protesters and riot police returned to the streets of Hong Kong early Monday to mark the 22nd anniversary of the city's reunification with China. Thousands encircled the city's government complex in the afternoon as a small group attempted to break into the legislature while police waited inside and fired pepper spray through the gates. Elsewhere in the city, a mass march began at 2:30 p.m., taking protesters from Victoria Park to an area near the government headquarters. While the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across Sudan on Sunday against the ruling generals, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out longtime leader Omar al-Bashir. Mohamed Al-Amin reports from Khartoum on what organizers are calling a million-man march.
Chanting anti-military slogans and raising Sudan's flag, the protesters took to the streets of the capital and headed the presidential palace. In addition, demanding a civilian government, they called for those behind the deadly crackdown on protesters on June 3rd to be brought to justice. On Sunday, there were reports of tear gas and live bullets being fired in an effort to disperse demonstrators. Mohamed Al-Amin for VOA News, Khartoum.
A Sudanese doctors group says 5 people were killed and several seriously wounded during the demonstrations. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, told a briefing in San Salvador Sunday that the death of a father and his young daughter, who drowned trying to reach the United States, was tragic. The photograph of the two migrants face down in the river between Mexico and Texas has garnered worldwide attention. The two bodies were returned to El Salvador Sunday for burial. People don't flee their homes because they want to. People flee their homes because they feel they have to, Bukele said. It's our fault. We haven't been able to provide anything, not a decent job, not a decent school. We have to focus on making our country better. He said the United States' migration policies were wrong and called on the U.S. to work with El Salvador to help make the country a safe place to live where people can be gainfully employed. Albania has avoided clashes during municipal elections amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between the prime minister and president. However, turnout was said to be low, and that raised further questions about the election's legitimacy inside the Balkan country. The main opposition parties had boycotted the election. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of